Good evening. This is the Thursday, March 16th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Jonathan Alexander, the chair. I'm convening this meeting at 5:37 p.m. Pacific time and 8:37 p.m. Eastern time. Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Point of order. Roberts with a point of order.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that the bylaws specifically require that Pacifica telephonic meetings take place in a manner that allows directors to directly and concurrently communicate, and that the mechanism that y'all have installed for tonight's meeting actually does not allow that. It requires that people push particular buttons to seek the chair's permission to even be heard on a point of order.
That will actually not be a requirement on tonight's meeting. However, I will address that issue after the roll has been taken.
I'm not finished, Jonathan. I believe this meeting constitutes a breach of Pacifica bylaws, which are very clear that no one is entitled to limit a director's ability to speak to other directors at a meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. That is not occurring at this meeting, as will be explained. The new system will be explained. Right now, it's not functioning any different than it did all last year. As I said, that will be explained after Mr. Secretary takes the roll. Aki, if you will.
So, Craig Fallon?
Here.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Okay. David Pigeon?
Here.
Okay, Jim Brown?
Here.
Jim Brown's here. Bill Campisi?
Here.
Adriana Castaneda? I'll just look for that. Bill Kroger?
Here.
Okay. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Benito Diaz? Okay. Rhonda Gardner?
Present.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Ken Lawford?
Here.
Robert Mark?
Present.
Doreen Roberts?
Present under protest.
Marcel Sabat?
Did you call me?
Yeah, Mansour Sabat?
Yes, Hazir.
Nancy Soden?
Present.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Okay. Tanaka is here. Chamba Tibanda?
Oh, who?
He's here. Andrea Turner? Muscular, Washington? Muscular?
Sorry, speaking.
Okay. Muscular is here. Okay, I'm just going to go back to some of the names. See, Adriana Castaneda? Okay. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Okay. And Andrea Turner? So at the moment, I have 20 people or two missing.
Point of order.
Okay. I'm going to identify timekeepers at this time. Just a moment, Ms. Roberts. I'm going to get to your point of order. I understand. I just want to identify timekeepers. And if there are excused absences, and then I will explain the phone system, and then I will take all points of order. May I have volunteers for timekeepers, please?
Nancy will time the people.
Sabrina will time.
Okay, who will time the speakers and who will time the items?
Oh, did you hear me? I said, Nancy, I would be willing to time the speakers.
Okay, I heard you. I didn't hear you clearly. Thank you, Nancy. And Sabrina, you're going to time the items.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Are there any excused absences? Okay. Hearing no excused absences, we'll move on to agenda approval. I believe that Ms. Roberts had a point of order.
Well, I have a point of order that I don't think you've addressed yet, but I also have a new point of order, which is that the presence of Mansoor Sabah on this call, as well as the presence of David Beaton on this call, for different reasons, but equally corrupt reasons, are in fact a breach of the Pacifica bylaws, which are clear on the process by which directors are elected and by which directors are removed. So Mansoor Sabah cannot be somehow replacing Sharon Brown, who has not yet had a hearing locally and whose issue is on the agenda of this meeting. So I don't understand how he's here registering as a member and voting. That's number one. On the issue of David Beaton, the Pacifica bylaws are clear that it is the board from the preceding year that conducts elections for affiliate directors, and only the persons who are on the board during the election are entitled to vote. So introducing Mr. Beaton as a member of this board when in fact he was not elected by the proper group of people, the people who were directors at the time of the election, including him on this call, is entirely improper.
Thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. I will now answer your point of orders. Regarding the credentials challenge between Sharon Brown and Mansoor Sabah, if that topic should come to a vote this meeting, Mr. Sabah will recuse himself. However, it is the ruling of the chair that it's the delegates of KPFK rather than the PND that elects the station representative directors. Pursuant to the bylaws, Article 5, Section 3B, that overruling the delegates' determination on such issues is outside the PND's authority. Pursuant to the bylaws, Article 5, Section 1D, then that Mansoor Sabah, rather than Sharon Brown, holds the contested director seat pursuant to the decisions made by the KPFK delegates. Regarding the credentials challenge between David Beaton and Afia Wangaza, it's the ruling of the chair that the 2016 election of the 2017 term Pacifica affiliate directors, which is claimed to have seated Afia Wangaza, is null and void because several WBAI directors were excluded from the balloting in the public tally in violation of the bylaws, Article 5, Section 1C. It is the further ruling of the chair that the seating of David Beaton as affiliate director is appropriate because the alternate tally provided by the election teller avoided the bylaws breach. And now we're going to move on to item number two.
Point of order. Alex Steinberg, point of order. Point of order.
Alex Steinberg, I hear your point of order. Before I let you state it, however, I just want to remind all members, please state your name clearly for me and the secretary and our listening audience every time you speak because everyone doesn't know who you are. Mr. Steinberg, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that the previous point of order was improper. Number one, as to the seating of the affiliate directors, this board has already disposed of that issue. So if the delegate wants to revisit that, then the proper procedure would be to ask for that vote to be done over again and undo the vote that we took. That cannot be brought up simply as a point of order. Furthermore, the delegate making the previous point of order cast aspersions on his body by saying that the procedures we're following are corrupt. I think the delegate should be reprimanded for that improper point of order.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg. Those are two separate points. Let me answer his questions as I answered yours, Ms. Roberts. Our vice chair and secretary will be helping me keep the stack this evening. Mr. Steinberg, it would be in order if she was referring to a continuing breach, then at that time in the agenda that she did, she could bring up her point of order, and it will be noted, much like we did all last year. That's concerning the affiliate situation. You also mentioned that her statement of this being corrupt was out of order, and I would have to rule in favor of that. Ms. Secretary, let's see, now it's time for agenda approval. Do I hear, can I get
a
motion?
A point of information, please. Roberts with a point of information.
Yes, Ms. Roberts, what is your question?
Okay, so I made a point of order to which you responded, and I asked whether I could respond to you, since I don't think you've really addressed my questions, and did take Mr. Steinberg. Who is that? Please hush. You did take Mr. Steinberg first, but I would like to speak.
Are you saying that you challenged the ruling of the chair? Ms. Roberts?
I'm sorry, who's shouting no? What's going on?
I don't know, Ms. Roberts. I'm speaking, and no one else has the floor besides you and I. What I'm saying is, I'm asking you, are you challenging the ruling of the chair? And if so, because you're talking about two different subjects, could you just state which one individually?
Both. Did you hear
okay,
me?
Well, I heard you. You said both. Thank you very much. In that case, if you want to appeal the ruling of the chair, is there a second to that?
A second.
Nancy, second.
Okay. I heard Benito first for the second. And so now we are... Okay. I would also entertain a motion to separate because these things will get confusing as time goes by. Also, for rulings of the chair, for appeals to the ruling of the chair, where we're going to do it in the interest of efficiency is two speakers for, two against. These were the rules that we followed all last year, and it's the way to get the meeting going.
Mr. Chair?
Who is that?
This is Roberts. Roberts.
Okay.
On procedural motions, I believe we do the two and two. This is not a procedural motion.
It's a point of order. It would seem to be a procedural motion. And what was the first ruling that you challenged? Affiliate
or
alphabetically,
or however way you would like. We can talk about Beaton or we can talk about Sabab in whichever order you'd like.
Fine. You brought up the situation with Sharon Brown and Mansour Sabab first, so we will address that issue.
This is Dan Beatty on a point of order. I mean, on a point of information, I'm sorry.
What's your question, Mr. Campisi?
Well, Mr. Chairman, is it your understanding of the rules that if a director brings up the same issue over and over again, meeting after meeting, that we have to re-vote on it every time they bring up the same issue over and over? Is that the proper procedure under Robert's Rules of Order?
If she's raised it as a continuing breach once per meeting, as you may have recalled happened quite often last year, so one vote per meeting. No, it's not a situation where if it's brought up continuously during the same meeting that we would have to re-vote on it. Not at all. But it's my understanding that if it's brought up as a continuing breach of the bylaws, she has every right to do that once per meeting. And I believe now, does that answer your question?
Yes, but I believe you're incorrect, but okay.
Okay. Okay, now back to the challenge of my ruling. I need two people speaking for and two against. Ms. Roberts,
this is you. Serene.
Okay, Serene first on the stack. Anyone else speaking for?
No, I'm actually wanting to speak to your stated procedure, which I believe is incorrect. So I'm not asking at this point to be one of the two. I'm asking that we discuss the issue of whether, in fact, it is 2-4 and 2-against, which was generally something we used during, I think, agenda approval, not something that we used with regard to actual motions that we want to discuss.
I understand. Two things. I see people are pressing numbers on the phone. I want to remind members that at this time, you don't have to press the numbers on your phone to be recognized. That's not in effect just yet. Now, to address Ms. Roberts' question, it's my understanding that that's how we carried on last year, essentially over a very similar item. And if you want to change doing two speakers for and two against, you could put that on the agenda for the next meeting, and the body could vote on it, and they could decide if they want to change it or not. But at this time, that's my ruling.
But you're incorrectly. Is it my turn now?
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you disagree with what I'm saying, and
I'm saying what you're saying is incorrect. That is not how
you believe that I'm saying is incorrect. I understand your statement, and I'm not going to debate the issue. If you want to challenge that ruling, you may, but we're already dealing with two challenges to the ruling. And rather than get bogged down in that, if you care to, as I said, you can add that to the agenda for the next meeting, or if you want to bring it up a little bit later. But right now, I'm actually trying to deal with the point of order that you brought up and your challenge to my ruling.
Nancy Jordan, great. May I request for information?
I was asking for two people to speak
Nancy
for
Jordan,
and two people to speak
request
against.
Request for information.
What is your question, Nancy?
Okay, so you are asking for two people to speak for your ruling and two people to speak against your ruling, and that is like that's something that's not what's done according to Robert's rules, but that's still your ruling. Is that right?
It's what we did all last year, as I said before, when there were rulings. That's the procedure I'm trying to follow.
No, I don't think so.
I believe that was for
agenda approval only, and so I think that I'm asking if that is that what you're referring to, or are you referring to changes?
It occurred with challenges to the ruling of the chair. That's what I recall from last year. Grace Aaron, you have the floor.
Yes.
I believe that many of us probably would agree with handling these at all points of order in this meeting with 242 against so that we can get to actual business of the foundation. So, Mr. Chair, can you please put the question to the body as to whether they approve your decision to take 2-4 and 2 against on all points of order in this meeting?
Fine. Mr. Secretary, will you please take a vote on that meeting, and that will resolve this issue.
Point of order, is that a motion?
It can be a motion.
That would be a point of information.
It's. I move that the chair...
Nancy, that would have been a question. But go ahead, Ms. Aaron, is that a motion? That's your question.
I move that the chair put the question to the board as to whether the board upholds his decision to have 2-4 and 2 against on all points of order and other issues of that nature in this meeting.
I second.
This is what
is there a second?
Mr. Chair, Serene, for the staff, please.
Yes, and if someone seconds, you have to state your name. If you have to state your name if you second a motion or anything like that.
Sabrina Jacobs is second to motion.
Bryce Aaron's motion.
Mr. Secretary.
I'll call the question.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary, please take a vote.
Mr. Chair, Nancy Sorden.
This is Roberts. Asking for the stack because you guys are incorrect, and I'd like to share the Roberts Rules information on that.
Lorraine Roberts Rules.
That's out of order, whoever said that. Ms. Roberts, go ahead and share that rule of the
Go ahead. So I'm looking.
I don't recognize. I'm going to. Ms. Roberts, I'm going to have to remind you, please don't cast aspersions. I stated that I didn't know whose voice that was, and I'm reminding him and everyone here to state your name before you speak, not just for me, but for the people listening on the stream. Ms. Roberts, please continue.
His name is Ken Laufer, and I noticed that you guys don't mention each other's names when you screw things up, but you just mention our names, but that's okay. I'm looking at Roberts Rules of Order, 11th edition, page 488. There is no limit to the number of times a member can speak to a debatable question. Appeals, however, are debatable under the regular rules, which is that each member, except the chair, can speak only once in debate on them, while the chair may speak twice. So on an appeal of your ruling, you get to speak first and you get to speak last. And each member, not 2-4 and 2 against, each member gets to speak.
And then it would be time for adjournment. And so,
Robert Mark,
what
request for information.
Here,
and
who was that?
Robert Mark, request for information.
Robert Mark, what is your question?
Yes. I would like to know if during the last year, whether points of order were made because of the illegal exclusion of the WBAI delegates, and whether or not debates on those points of orders when challenged were limited to 2-4 and 2 against. Because it's important to know that, because our rules supersede Roberts' rules, and if there's an existing rule that allows for that, it supersedes Roberts.
Jan Goodman?
Mark, it's my understanding. I'm going to answer his question first, Ms. Goodman. That is my understanding that is what occurred last year. Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
Yes. Ms. Roberts is correct that the general rule of Roberts Rules of Order is that everybody would get to speak. However, I believe that we, the Pacifica National Board, have a special rule and procedure, and that procedure has been in place for a long time, which supersedes the Roberts Rules, and that is that procedural points of order that we have two. We have a special rule which is 2-4 and 2 against.
Nancy Sorden.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Just a moment. Vice Chair Sabrina, are you keeping track of the stack here?
Yes.
Sabrina or Aki, are you keeping track? Anyway, I have Nancy and then Grace.
Ah, there
you go. Who had the point of order?
I had a request.
I had a point of order. This is Grace.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment, Nancy. Nancy, what did you have, a point of information or a point of order?
Request for information.
Okay, so Nancy has a request for information, and then Grace, and then Serene.
Okay, but the point of order takes precedence, so Grace, then Nancy. Thank you.
Okay. All right. My point of order is that Robert's Rules of Order, in the table in the back of the 11th edition, in two places, states that point number 30 in the table, debate to limit or extend limits of on a pending question, which is what we were doing. My motion falls under this category, is not debatable. Also, point 23, change or depart from adopted convention, agenda, or program, immediately to take up a matter out of its proper order, and that is also not debatable. My motion to support the ruling of the chair or the suggestion of the chair to take 2-4 and 2 against is not debatable and should be voted on immediately.
Well taken. I am looking at that in my book as well, in my Robert's Rules edition as well. That point is well taken.
Give us the page number, Jonathan.
Okay. If you insist, that would be in the table in the back, number 23 and number 30, page 12 of the table. And it's not debatable. So, Mr. Secretary, first please state exactly what we're voting on.
Point of order, Jonathan.
Who is that?
Robert.
Ms. Roberts, do you have a point of order?
Okay. So, on the table, this information. Is my turn.
Would you repeat that, please? Yes, Nancy, I'm coming right to you. But Ms. Roberts, I just please, if you would, repeat what you said.
Okay. This issue is the 10:30. If I'm looking in the right place, it says debate to limit or extend limits of a pending question. So we're not talking about setting a time limit on it. This is an appeal of the ruling of the chair, which is covered, as I said, on page 488, and it clearly states each member gets to speak once, and the chair gets to speak twice. You can't convert that into this.
Then that sounds to me to be a challenge of my ruling. That's about the fifth challenge. It would be nice if we could process them and then move on to the next one.
I agree,
however,
I think it's a problem if mistakes are being made and, you know, no ill intent, of course, but, you know, there seems to be a level of confusion.
Point of order. This is Grace.
Who has the point of order? Grace, what is your point of order?
Okay, on page 488 of the 11th edition of Robert's Rules of Order, it does not say that each member can speak on a question if there's a time limit on that question or if a special rule has been adopted by the body. It just says that people in who are talking to a challenge to the ruling of the chair or an appeal can speak only once in debate. It doesn't give everyone in the body the go-ahead to speak. It just says that whoever does speak can only speak one time on an appeal. And motion that I made is to limit debate on the points of order in this meeting and should be brought to the body for a vote.
I have a point of information.
Nancy has a point of information. But first, let me say that it seems that what you, Ms. Aaron, and Ms. Roberts are doing is more like debate. And that's why I said two speakers for and two against, and the point would be made on either side, and the body could simply vote on it, and we could move on in an efficient, business-like manner. So if there is anyone else, well, I've already heard one speaker for and one against. What's the point in challenging the ruling if we could have one more person speaking for or against? However, Nancy, I believe that you had a question.
Right. I have several questions, and I wanted a citation from Jan. I want a citation from Aaron, and I want to know how you can make a motion in the middle of a challenge. I don't believe that you can make a motion in the middle of another motion. And where is our parliamentarian tonight?
That's quite a few questions there. I will do my best. I will start with your last question.
I'm sorry for all those questions, but...
No, I want to answer your question. So I'm going to start with your last question, which is, where is our parliamentarian this evening? Our parliamentarian is sitting right next to me. Our parliamentarian for the evening is Terry Goodman. Mr. Goodman, please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Terry Goodman. I'm experienced in local station governance. I am serving as the personal parliamentarian of the chair. Every member of a body like this has a right to a personal parliamentarian. I'm not a registered parliamentarian. I'm an experienced parliamentarian. My advice to the chair is not a ruling of anything, and he may, at his discretion, accept or reject any advice I give.
Thank you, Mr. Goodman.
Can you get your first question?
Not satisfactory.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little... Oh, sorry about that. Ms. Sorden, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, so could the parliamentarian answer? How can you have a motion in the middle of a challenge to the chair's ruling? Isn't the chair's ruling like a motion? A point of order, anyways. This is pretty complicated, and I'm sure that Robert's rule speaks to it, but I think we need to know, what we're
supposed to be doing. My advice to the chair is that if it helps get the business of the body done, he may recognize the motion.
And let it be known that my only desire this evening is to get the business of the body done. Ms. Sorden, I believe you have one more question.
Yeah, the citations that Jan made and the citations that Aaron gave, can they provide those?
Okay, Ms. Goodman first.
Maybe they could email those. Maybe they could email those, or it would be helpful if they stated them, but also email them would be helpful too.
I will look them up, and I mean, I'm in the midst of looking it up, so yes, happy to do that.
So currently we were, I believe that where we are right now is that the motion was put forth to have for all procedural motions of this nature for two speakers for, two speakers against, and that would have really saved us some time. At any rate, that ruling was challenged. And it would seem that now we are going to go to a vote on it, unless there is someone who wishes to speak for it or against it.
I have a question. Robert.
Oh, and Benito afterward.
And Jim. You got that, Sabrina? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sabrina, Benito, Jim.
Repeat that, please.
Grace, Serene, Benito, Jim. Grace, Serene, Benito, and then Jim.
Okay, go in that order. Grace, your citations.
Okay, you're asking for my citation? Okay. In edition 11 of Robert's Rules of Order, it's page 12 of the tables, it's point 23 in the table, and point 30 in the table. Jonathan's ruling was to limit debate to 2-4 or 2-against. That falls under number 30 of page 12 of the tables in the back of Robert's Rules of Order. It's not debatable. Number 23, change or depart from adopted convention, agenda, or program immediately to take a matter out of its proper order is also not debatable. But, however, and there is nowhere in Robert's Rules of Order that says that a challenge of the ruling of the chair can take up the entire meeting time.
Point of order.
This is an interpretation, and on
Robert's
page 488 of Robert's Rules of Order, page 488, it does not state that. It says, appeals, however, are debatable under the regular rules. That is, each member except the chair can speak only once in debate on them, while the chair may speak twice. It has to obey the regular rules. So if there's a time limit on things, if there's a time limit, then people cannot speak more than once. That's all. It doesn't say that everyone can speak until they're exhausted. And there's no time limit. It does not say that on page 488 of Robert's Rules. That's an interpretation.
Mr. Chair Roberts with a point of order.
Do you have a citation for asking to make a motion? No, wait, for a motion in the middle of a challenge?
I'm sorry. Roberts with a point of order, please.
Do you have a motion for making a challenge? Do you have a citation for making a motion in the middle of a challenge?
Grace?
Just a moment, Ms. Roberts. Go ahead and let Nancy's questions get answered.
That wasn't me speaking. That was Ken Lawfer again.
I beg
Mr. Lawfer, please.
I asked that the chair put his suggestion to the body for a vote. Someone asked me if I wanted to make it into a motion. I said, sure. Someone seconded it. It does not have to be a motion. My original intention was to have the chair put the question to the body. His ruling
was
to...
Isn't that a motion? When you wrote...
It's not a motion. No, it's not a motion. It's a request of the chair bring his suggestion to the body.
I thought we only voted
on
motion.
Okay, and that's been covered... Ms. Jacobs, who's next in the stack?
Serene.
This is Bill Campisi.
Ms. Roberts, I believe that you have... I'm sorry?
This is Bill Campisi. I'd like to be added to the stack.
Thank you.
You've been added. Go ahead.
Ms. Roberts, I believe you have a point of order.
Right. Well, I had a point of order. I don't know if I remember what it is anymore, but the point of order I was attempting to make a few minutes ago... and was not recognized was that Ms. Aaron was asked for the citation but was busily engaging in argument and was not called to order, you know, so she's had now several shots at this issue.
What's your point of order?
I believe, I'm sorry, who's speaking?
It seemed to me she was answering Ms. Sorden's question. At any rate, it's time to go to a vote on this topic. It's 45 minutes into this meeting.
Excuse me,
Jonathan,
Benito, I'm on the stack.
Yes, Benito, you are on the stack. Thank you very much. And Ms. Jacobs,
I had a request for information as well as trying to get on.
Just a moment, please. We're not going to speak over each other right now. Ms. Roberts, did you have something to conclude?
Yes, I don't know why you were recognizing other people in the middle of my having the floor. Okay, so your recollection is incorrect unless you can substantiate in our minutes where we agreed that every issue is subject to the 2-4, 2-against rule. You can't just turn around and say, well, that's what I remember from last year, so we're going to do it now. The fact is that on a challenge, someone can make a point of order, the chair takes a position, and someone gets to appeal that.
and the appeal process is clear. The appeal process does not limit a member in terms of whether or not they can speak. It can say that you can speak once, but it can't say, oh, well, we'll randomly take two people who will represent one side and two who will represent another side. Each member gets to speak, and we could have well completed that, even with all the people on the call and the time that it's taken for people to, you know, just pull this stuff out of wherever that really has no bearing on what we're discussing.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi. I would like an opportunity to speak since Ms. Roberts has had several opportunities to speak.
Ms. Jacobs is keeping the stack for me this evening. I believe you're next on the stack after perhaps Benito. She's keeping that. Ms. Jacobs,
Jim,
can you help me out with that?
Benito. Yeah, it's Benito, Jim, and then Bill Campisi, unless he has a request for information or something.
Okay, so in that case, it seems that Benito now has a point of order. Is that correct, Mr. Diaz?
No, I had a request for information, and at some point I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, if you have, there's no stack at this moment, but if you have a request for information, what's your question?
If I can finish, I would first of all like the chair to respond to Ms. Roberts' question. That's first. I would like you to respond to that first, and then I would like to make my request for information.
I already responded to her question. If you have a question, please state it.
Okay, well, for the record, I don't think you responded to her at all. But so moving on, as you like to do, my request for information is that that the parliamentarian repeat his name, his credentials, and his capacity in this meeting, because I didn't get that hardly. I couldn't hear very well. And at some point, I'd like to be on the stack, but I wanted to get that out first.
Thank you for your question, Mr. Diaz. I believe Ms. Jacobs can, if it's appropriate, to put you on the stack. And this one last time, Mr. Goodman, will you please state your credentials for the body?
And the capacity and his name.
My name is Terry Goodman. I'm a former KPFK delegate. I'm an experienced parliamentarian. I am not a registered parliamentarian. I am serving as the personal parliamentarian to the chair, not the parliamentarian of the body.
Ms. Jacobs, who's next on the stack?
Well, I don't know how that is. Well, hold it. I don't know.
No. This has already been dealt with. You've already answered your question.
Point of order.
You're out of order. Go on, Ms. Jacobs.
Just a point of information, please.
Just a moment. Ms. Jacobs, right now, Ms. Jacobs has the floor.
This is Catherine. Okay. Can I be on the stack, please?
Absolutely, Catherine. Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you.
We got Jim Brown with a point of order or a request for information, Jim. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
Request for information.
What is your question, Mr. Brown?
This is to the chair. I would like to know, how can we move on to a vote on this matter if there's still confusion and conflict and information on the floor about it? Can we get that clear first?
Thank you for asking. We're going to move on to a vote on it. We've heard people on both sides of this issue speak and give their citations and state their Roberts rules and why they believe one way or the other. It's actually been going on for a little bit over 20 minutes, and it would seem that at this time, and just to answer your question completely, it would seem to me at this time that both arguments have been stated and that now it would be time to move on to a vote. The only way that we wouldn't move on to a vote is if
that we actually go to a vote
is challenged.
You have to state your name. It's my turn to... I'm next in order.
I'm sorry, this is Robert's rules of information.
I wanted to provide the body with the appropriate citation, Robert's rules of order, that relate to this issue.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. You have the floor. You're next on the stack. You're next.
Of course. Thank you. Continue, Mr. Campisi.
I have a point of information.
So if you go to page 10 of Robert's Rules of Order, 11th edition, this is about line 21. The title is Rules of an Assembly or Organization. Within this framework, under general parliamentary law, an assembly or society is free to adopt any rules it may wish, open parentheses, even rules deviating from parliamentary law, close parentheses, provided that in the procedure of adopting them, it conforms to parliamentary law or its own existing rules. The only limitations upon the rules that such a body can thus adopt might arise from the rules of the parent body, like if we had a national organization, which we don't, or which arise from national, state, or local law affecting the particular type of organization, meaning we can't adopt rules that violate national or state law, or if we had a parent body that violates the rules of the parent body. So the point is, we may, although Robert's rules on an appeal of a point of order provides that everyone may speak, and the chair may speak twice, everyone may speak once and the chair may speak twice, we can adopt another rule. We don't have to follow that rule. That's what this is saying on page 10 of Robert's Rule. And the reason to do that is if we follow Robert's Rules of Order on every time there's a point of order, every point of order could potentially take at a minute and a half times 22, you have 33 minutes, then you have the chair speaking twice. That's 34 and a half minutes, plus you have some additional stuff that has to happen. So we're looking at somewhere between 34 and 40 minutes on one point of order. It would be impossible for anybody, any assembly, to realistically conduct business under that rule for every point of order. So adopting a 2-for and 2-against rule, we are permitted to do that on page 10, and we should do that in order to limit the time that we spend on points of order. Because the points of order may be, on the part of some people, dilatory, an attempt to delay the body from getting to the
point of order.
Okay. So we should adopt this rule as a permanent standing rule of our board. That 2-for, 2-against on points of order.
Thank you, Mr. Campisi.
I have a point. This is Robert. I'll call the question.
I called the question on this. This is Mansoor, and I called the questions on 2-for and 2-against.
I had asked. This is Robert. I'd asked for a point of information earlier.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment.
Hold the question, Chair. Chair, I have to hold the question.
Floor.
That means we have to take a vote.
Three, you don't have the floor. We have Alex who has a point of order before you.
And Jan Goodman,
I was asking for a point of information, not a point of order.
That's what you said. I heard you.
I can't.
What I wrote down.
Talking. What did you say? What did you say?
I said that you asked for a point of order and then you asked for a point of information. So which one is it? I put you down for point of order.
No. I have a point of information. I was trying to clarify that.
Hold on a second. We need to. Okay. First of all, we need to have the chair respond to what Bill just said, and Mansoor has the
right. And first of all, I want to respond to what Mr. Campisi said, but I believe that Mr. Sabah, you can't call the question to prevent a point of order. Mr. Campisi, I agree with what you said, and I'll go out on a limb here and say that I hope that's what occurs, but I believe that that's debate on an undebatable motion. It would seem to me that what is in order at this time is to vote on the undebatable motion, which is that same motion that you just stated. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Campisi? And then we're going to move on with the step.
Chair Benito.
Well, when somebody calls the question to be the point of information, then there should be a vote on that. And if there's a two-thirds vote in favor of calling the question, then we call the question. There should be no further discussion of anything except call the question, and we move to that now, and it has to pass by two-thirds. And then if it passes by two-thirds, then we go to a vote. That's how
Roberts
it works.
Roberts with a question for Mr. Campisi based on his statement.
Sorry, you have to address your questions to me, Ms. Roberts.
Okay, well, then I'll ask you. Tell me when.
Go ahead, and if I want to let him answer, I can answer, but I'm sorry, all questions have to be directed towards me. Go on, please.
No problem. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. So, I do not... He made reference to someone calling the question and what needs to happen because Mr. Sabah called the question. So, my question is, since I did not hear Mr. Sabah ask for the stack, and in fact, I asked for a point of information which should have trumped, if I could say that, Mr. Campisi's being on the stack, but was not, but for some reason was not recognized.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you wanted the stack and I wanted a point of information, and the point of information goes before the stack. But I wasn't.
But he was in the middle of stating what he was saying. So how are you even? Recognized? It doesn't make any sense, Green.
Just a moment. Let's stop speaking over each other. There isn't actually a stack. We are. That was.
No, we got a stack.
We can't debate an undebatable motion. I understand for all intents and purposes it's a stack, but I mean what I'm saying is the stack is actually simply us handling points of order and information at this time. Because it's not a stack to debate the motion. Because the motion is not debatable.
Right, but my point is that Mr. Campisi had neither a point of order nor a point of information and should not have been recognized before those of us who...
Yes, he did have a point of order. That's why he was called next. That's why he was saying what he was saying. He had a point of order and he was recognized.
He asked
and then
Jonathan,
first of all, you have to just meet the chair. Miss Jacobs, order, please, everyone, for a moment. Miss Jacobs, you have the floor. Please explain.
The stack for the point of order, the next person on it is Alex, Janine, Jan, and then Benito.
Where is my point of information? Because I heard Kathy ask for the stack.
I didn't hear her with a point of information or a point of order. I heard Mr. Campisi ask for the stack.
I didn't hear him say point of order or point of information. I said the point of order, the stack for the point of order. Now, the point of information stack is a whole other thing, but the point of order trumps the point of information. Am I not correct?
He didn't. Okay. All right.
If I am not correct, then you will not.
I
am correct,
but I just want to move on.
The next person on the deck is Alan Steinberg. Thank you. Order. Mr. Steinberg, please proceed. Oh, crap. Everyone, please stand by. Everyone, please stand by. There we go. Okay, we had a minor technical difficulty. Let's pick up where we left off. Mr. Steinberg.
Okay, and would you put me on the point of order stack? Which I thought was just... Okay, whatever. And I still want my point of information. Thanks.
I wanted to make a point of order, first of all, that when Mr. Diaz spoke earlier, he was speaking out of order because he claimed to have a point of information which simply repeated an earlier point of information that had already been responded to. And then he proceeded to debate the point instead of which was completely improper. So I would like Mr. Diaz to be cited for improper conduct at this meeting.
What Trump? Get a life.
Please, no commentary like that. That is completely out of order, inappropriate, as well as unnecessary and not helpful to our situation. Ms. Jacobs.
Point of personal privilege.
Would you really like me to rule on what he said, Mr. Diaz?
I would like you to allow me to speak.
What is your point of personal privilege?
My point of personal privilege is that, with the exception of what I'm speaking right now, I've only spoken once during this meeting, and that was to raise a question of request for information. And that request for information was with regard to the parliamentarian. So I would like to understand what it is that Mr. Steinberg is talking about, because I don't get it.
It's the extra comments that you keep making after you make your request for information. That's what it is. It's Sabrina Jacobs.
Just a moment. His comments have been noted. There's no ruling regarding that. Mr. Diaz, your point has been noted as well, and I would like us now to move on. Thank you.
Can we have a stack,
next
Chair?
Point of order. Jonathan, you want to
get Garner? Do you have a question?
Garner, point of information.
Yes, Ms. Garner, we hear you just a moment. Ms. Jacobs, were you trying to ask me a question?
Serene was just asking for the stack for point of orders.
Okay, that was Serene.
She wanted to go ahead and do that. That was Serene I was asking, yes. You want to give her the stack, or do you want me to give it to her?
Do you have a point of order, Ms. Roberts?
Yes, I have a point of order and a point of information.
Okay. All right. You got
your
proposal.
Your point of order, please.
Okay. So my point of order is that when Mansour Sabah shouted out that he wanted to call the question, he had not been on the stack. I did not hear him get on the stack with either a point of order, point of information, or stack. He had no authority to speak, and for that motion somehow to actually become, that shouted out statement to become a motion that we're considering, is out of order. You have to ask for the floor. You don't just get to say, okay, point of order, I want us to stop now.
Ms. Roberts, your point of order is well taken. Thank you very much. Ms. Jacobs, who's next on the stack?
Next on the stack for point of order is Jan Goodman. Ms. Goodman, go ahead.
Ian, good.